Welcome to the Still Parents podcast during Baby Loss Awareness Week, supported by Global's Make Some Noise. I'm Dan, I'm here with Ryan and Matt. How are we?
I'm all right, mate.
We're good. We're back again for some mini episodes every single day. And we've got a guest with us in the studio. It is, and who's not been on before, no. Andy Horsley. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you very much.
I'm hoping that you can join us for a full episode because you've got something quite unique, which we've not talked about in detail on the show before. And when we do the longer episode, we can get our teeth into that. But I do want to bring this up because the theme for this year's Baby Loss Awareness Week, go ahead, Ryan.
The theme for Baby Loss Awareness Week this year is self-care. And obviously, without giving too much away, you were one of my clients when you went through your own journey of grief following your losses. And I found it really interesting that one of your, or your main way of self-care is...
Was and still is. I'm very lucky. I've got a great group of mates online. I've been a gamer since I was, 13?
Brilliant.
Now 34, so...
Really?
Yeah, I should probably grow up at some point.
No, but it
worked. No.
Never do.
Do you know about times when I was growing up, and it's the old classic, wasn't it? You just hear your parents going, will you get outside? And you're just there going, no, I'm playing kickoff or whatever the latest football game was on my Amiga.
Paperboy.
Yeah, Paperboy, that was it.
Getting Lincoln to the Champions League on Football Manager.
Championship Manager.
Dizzy the Egg on Spectrum.
All of them. Yeah. I absolutely loved
Street
it.
Street Fighter.
Would you consider yourself what they call a hardcore gamer?
I mean, I used to be. Nowadays, not so much. Don't have as much time, but for a 34-year-old, probably still.
Playing what? What was your go-to? Your go-tos?
Various different things. So, mainly PC. Play console in the past, but mainly PC. So, they're all a group of lads who play PC games.
Yeah.
We played loads of different stuff, like Counter-Strike, Valorant, Call of Duty, League of Legends, Rust, loads of different stuff.
Wow,
nice. The point isn't the game that we play. The point is...
The community.
The community that we've built over time. So, we used to be a named competitive community when we were younger and we had a bit more time to put into it. Which myself and a couple of lads would lead and recruit people and they'd play for teams and we'd go to events and stuff like that. But nowadays, just a group of mates and we just online every night talking.
I was going to say, you've been to these events, have you, and stuff like the big kind of gaming events they put on?
Yeah, so I've been going since I was 15 and the last one was last summer and it's actually finished now. It's closed. They went into administration. It was called Insomnia. It would happen twice a year and it was at the NEC. Okay. Brilliant. Thousand or so people would bring their PCs and
up
to this geeky land. It's amazing.
When you mentioned...
Pure escapism.
Yeah. When you mentioned it was on PC straight away, I was like, I knew you were serious.
Because
it's that whole, you're a purist. You don't want to go on these shitty consoles because they're just not going to process in speed, as in the graphics aren't as good. I've heard them all. And it's true, wasn't it? Yeah, once I almost got, I thought I need to sell my PS2 and get a PC.
It's expensive at first, but well worth it.
But joking aside, you are massively right, because the community, and it's in a different way, because I'm 46, when I was younger there wasn't the online element of playing games, so you very much was just in your room on your own, aren't you, looking at me posters of Pamela Anderson and playing Championship Manager
and watching it and reading FHM.
Not reading Maxim.
Looking at the pictures in FHM. Or Maxim.
Maxim for the pictures, FHM for the articles, right?
The writing was impeccable. And you could also get fake IDs as well from the back of FHM.
Do you remember that?
Did they get away with that?
Oh mate,
is it still going?
I've had a lot of them confiscated over the years.
Is FHM still going?
No.
Well, that's why they got busted.
Yeah. That's true.
A whole generation of people have just lied their way.
We both answered that quite quickly, actually. Is FHM still going? Oh, no. I heard from a friend. That it's not going anymore.
But my point with that was then there was I think it was around the year 2003, 2004, 2005, there was, first time I experienced, with Call of Duty and you could go online. Mm. But then the problem was you spent half your evening just trying to get onto something stable that wasn't going to crash.
Yeah.
Fast forward 20 years, like you say, it's a career for many people, isn't it?
Just
people playing games on YouTube as guides.
Yeah.
I don't play games anymore. No. I watch other people playing games because it means my fingers can just chill out and I still get the experience.
100%.
And it's great.
It's a completely different culture shift. My brother's got 3 kids and they spend all day, every day with their mates online when they're home.
Mm.
Which isn't a bad thing. That's just their community.
It's
completely changed from when we were younger. And for me, I guess when I got to my teens, I started to discover there were other people, like-minded people who wanted to be in their rooms talking to people rather than playing games on their own, like you said.
Yeah. So you've already mentioned that word escapism. Brilliant. Is that what really helped when you went through that period?
So but as part of the therapy that Ryan and Lily May provided was sleep therapy as well. So I think it's relevant because I used to have these thought tunnels. And for me, for years, I thought these thought tunnels were normal. Okay. And I would go down these thought tunnels. I would think of something, and the thing that I would start with would be completely innocent. And it would then go into something else, go into something else. And by the end of this thought tunnel, it was bad. You know, someone would die, something would explode, something awful would happen. And for me, I thought it was normal because...
Did you know you were in it during that during that process?
Sometimes they were good. Sometimes these thought tunnels were brilliant. Like I was in a zombie apocalypse and I was saving the world and all that kind of stuff.
Brilliant.
Which is really enjoyable, right? But when you're bad stuff has happened to you, all you can think about is these bad thought tunnels. And like I say, to me, I thought it was normal. Right. Turns out it wasn't because I've been having it since I was a kid.
Okay,
so I had this sleep therapy with Stuart, I think.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. As part of that sleep therapy, he taught me how to deal with these thought tunnels. And
I've never heard the phrase thought tunnel.
I called them thought tunnels. I don't know what they are.
No, it's interesting.
No, but that's a great way of putting it.
It's interesting.
Just what it says in the tin.
Yeah. So it's relevant because it helped me to compartmentalize. Rather than having everything buzzing around in my head, banging around all over the place, it helped me to compartmentalize and to deal with the problem when I needed to deal with the problem and to not when I didn't need to, which is how I worked with it. And what was great for the guys online was they'd never experienced what I was going through, which was a really good thing, but also they were really open to listening to it and to actually understanding it and caring rather than... trying to sympathise, they were empathising, which was really good.
That's a really interesting point because for long-time listeners of the podcast, you'll know, and we say it more or less every episode, but I'll say it again here, we guys, you know, we don't talk a lot, but we talk a lot of bollocks, but it's around that bollocks that we kind of get into the details and the seriousness. It's a nice vehicle to get into the conversation that matters. And this is exactly that world that you're with these people. And you know what? I've been in online gaming. I know how that is. It's a lot of shit getting chatted in there. But then you're in that, it's conducive with your friends, your group, not just everyone on the server, to actually, when the moment's right, they're there for you.
Absolutely.
Do you also think it was easier talking when you weren't face to face with people?
I think just about to say exactly the same thing.
Okay, because that's the first thing that hit me was like, you're not sitting in a room or with people, right?
So there's definitely
a safe place.
Yeah, 100%. There's definitely an element of that. We made a point, especially through COVID, of putting our cameras on Discord.
Okay.
Every night. So every night that we connect, we'd make sure we put our cameras on so we could see other people's faces. Because when we were cooped up in our own house, we didn't see anyone except our people who live with us. So that really helped. That brought us all together a bit more. We could see the emotion when people were upset. It's a bit different, a bit more like face-to-face. But you're right. When you've got that barrier between real life, that escapism, you feel like you can open up. There's a reason why we call people who rage online keyboard warriors, because in real life there's no way that you would say those things to people, right?
But
on social media it's the same, you know, keyboard warriors are rife. And
I'm sure there's a movie, and I can't remember what the movie's called, and it's about a female that wants to sing but she can't sing in front of people and she wears a mask.
Okay.
And then she's able to sing.
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera.
That's only half a mask. I can't remember what it's called. But there is research around the ability to be able to talk and speak when obviously you can't be seen visually.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's why I brought that film up, and I can't for the life of me remember what the film is. Basically, it was all around.
How old is it?
Oh, it's quite old.
Oh, okay.
It was all around a lady that was. That wanted to sing and she couldn't sing in front of people, and literally she wore a mask and she was able to sing. And then obviously eventually she takes the mask off and she's able to sing in front of everybody. And it mimics the same in some respects, where you haven't got a camera on and you're just talking to people. Yeah.
You feel protected. You feel less exposed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. So how often would you like to get you through the period you went through? How often would you be online playing games
every night?
Literally every night. Yeah.
So I didn't sleep very well as
3-4 a.m.
It depends really, because I was working as well at the same time. So me and my, most of the time I couldn't sleep. And if I couldn't sleep, there's no point me lying in bed. No, yeah. Being in those thought tunnels, the guys are often online. There's one or two of them online. Yeah. So I just hop online and we'll just have a chat. And then most of the time, it's just chatting shit, right?
You
don't, nothing productive. You're just chatting shit. One, they might be playing the game, they might be streaming the game, and you're watching, and you know, like you mentioned earlier.
I think it's a really good place for it because, again, it's a community and you kind of just end up gravitating towards those people over, and you've been doing it for a long period of time, so you've created that whether you meet them in real, it doesn't matter, they're there, and I think this is
really positive because we get a lot of social media at times and things like this get a lot of bashing, don't they, like, but this is a positive way of using it, like, you know, and it can be used really positively, and the fact that you've done this has proved that if it's done right, it can be.
I mean, it took time.
Of course,
you end up encountering a lot of bell ends along the way.
Yes, I can imagine.
A lot of keyboard warriors and mic warriors along the way who you eventually just distance yourself from. But then, like with any friendship group, you end up with a close bond. So,
What's another movie, actually? Because I thought it was a really good film. It got panned a little bit. Ready Player One. Have you seen that?
Great film.
It's a great film, isn't it?
I've heard of it.
It was in this slum town, this hierarchical slum town where the rich were the richest people in the world, and the poor were in the shit, right? And the only way that they would escape this would be by wearing VR headsets, and they would live two lives, essentially, this slum life and their VR life, and they'd earn money through it. Yeah.
It could be a kind of a Black Mirror episode, but without the Hollywood glitz and glamour. So people wake up and they go to work, pop on the headset, and and they spend their money on buying their costumes and their whole. It is a good film, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It's brilliant.
Rated 72% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, is it? That's not bad.
That's standard.
To be fair.
Yeah. That's your standard.
Yeah.
I'll watch that. Obviously, I won't, but I'll just say I will, just for effect.
How about the week in general with Baby Loss Awareness Week? And as we've said on the other episodes this week, because you deal with this every day anyway, so you don't need an awareness week. So how important is it, and how do you continue to raise that awareness for people who haven't lost, and they can then be of better support for their friends who have?
So I don't shy away from having the conversation. I think it is a very faux pas subject. As a whole, people don't want to talk about it. It happens all the time. One of the things that we really struggled with, myself and my wife Liv, really struggled with when we were going through the process, as we call it, was the word common. And yet, the word common kept coming up. Oh, okay, it's so common. Why does no one talk about it? Yeah. Until after the fact. You know, after we had our miscarriages, people would come out of the woodwork and said, oh, I know so-and-so that had a miscarriage. I know so. And that's people trying to connect. That's people trying to support. I appreciate that. But it's after the fact, you know. Why were we not prepared for this thing to happen when it's so common? What is it, one in four pregnancies, one in three, something like that? Ends in miscarriage or similar. Yeah. So for me, it's not about ramming it down people's throats. It's about just having the conversation, just putting it in like it's something normal, because it is normal.
I think that's brilliant. And this is just a resource, isn't it? People don't have to listen to things. They don't have to jump online. They don't have to. It's there, isn't it? It's like that notice board, as we said with the Ricky Gervais thing, isn't it? It's there if you want it. If not, you don't have to phone them up to tell them how much you don't like the thing that they didn't need to read in the first place or listen to.
Yeah.
Andy, thank you for joining us. We're looking forward to getting you on for a full episode and we can delve a lot deeper. I have to mention one thing before we leave, based on this, because I'm going to add this as a clip as well.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll know, it's one of the most legendary moments that I can remember in an online game. Does the name Leroy Jenkins mean anything to you?
Yeah.
Can you do an impression of him?
Really?
Leroy Jenkins! Right, listen to this.
Oh, it's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, thumbs up.
Ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh my God, he just ran in.
God damn it, Leroy. Why do you do this shit, Leroy?
I'm trying.
It's not my fault.
Leroy, you are just stupid as hell.
At least I have chicken.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.